Well, good morning. Welcome to Visiting Friends as well. Now, we have been doing, over a fair period of time, John Bunyan, who's a great Christian from many years ago, a book that he wrote called The Holy War, which looks at, well, man and his need of a saviour, and how, well, man fights against God, but God comes through and brings him to a much happier place. And we've been looking at that, and we've actually had a bit of a pause, haven't we? Because we were looking at the Reformation and some of the big and important things that came out of that, that great event back there 500 years ago as it began, we might say. Well, anyway, the Holy War, in our story, we had reached a place where, at last, the city, having, well, gone backwards, hadn't it? It lost its love for the Lord. It had gone backwards, and he'd left them, hadn't he? Emmanuel had gone and left them, and they're really now feeling, oh, the burden of that. But we left actually on a happier note, that Emmanuel, who stands for Jesus Christ in the story, has heard that they are really, really serious, that they want him back, that they are sorry for having caused him all of that unhappiness and distress that made him leave the city and leave Hart Castle and go back to his father. But now he's heard them. The Lord's secretary, who's the Holy Spirit, of course, has helped them to understand what they need to do and how they needed to approach Emmanuel to beg him and ask him to come back. Well, so he has. But in the meantime, so's the devil. And he's there outside the city, trying to scare them and intimidate them into letting him back in again. But they're fighting back. And Diabolus, the devil, he is realizing there's a bit more of a battle here. It's the godly fear. It's at the gate there, which previously had been their way in through Ear Gate, one of the gates of the city in John Bunyan's story. But godly fear, saying, no, I'm not listening to your threats. So now Diabolus has got a problem. Not working. All his old tricks are not working. So he says, I've got a plan. We're going to just back away. We're going to let them off a little bit here. We're going to sort of withdraw from the city, lull them into a false sense of security. That's it. They'll fall in love with their sin again. Job done. We've got them. So that's what they thought would happen. Because they didn't think they were for real, these people in the city. They thought, no, they love us, really. They don't love this Emmanuel. They'll soon pack this up when they get the moment. If we just take the pressure off, they'll fall in with us again. And we can send some of our Diabolonians back into the city. As Mr. Love the World and all these people, Mr. Easy Living, we'll get them back into our way. No trouble. So they withdrew. But in the meantime, a message had come back to the city. The Captain Faith. Captain Faith had got some promotion in this because there it was, you see, faith holds on to the promises of God, holds on to those promises, believes still that God is going to do us some good in all of this. And he's held on to it. And so now he gets the message. Come out and fight the Diabolonians and Emmanuel will meet you out there on the field of battle. Oh, this really, oh, city. Just was feeling so encouraged in this. There's God's promise to them. This is going to turn out well. And so they come out the city. And even Captain Experience, we're taking a bit of a hit in the battle. This idea that all the things God has done for us, we can forget them. We lose them. We lose sight of what God has done in the past. And so he'd taken a bit of a hit with this. But even though he's on crutches, right, he's going to go out and going to go out and fight. And that really rallies them all. Look, he's going out to fight. We're on the way forward here. So out they come. They've got the people in the city with their golden slings waiting to fire. They've blown their silver trumpets there to make out that we're coming for you. And Diabolus is now on the back foot. This is not going to plan at all. And it gets worse because they've come into battle. And this is going fierce. And all the doubters, because he'd sent this army of doubters, doubt all the things God has said, that's it. Put them in the firing line there. They'll soon take the city. They're all being slaughtered left, right, and centre. Lord Willby Will is there. He's fighting away. So the will, you see, change. We're on the front foot now, moving forward. And so Dablis is in full retreat. He makes some more attacks, but he's still basically in retreat. And then there is Emmanuel. He promised he'd come, and he comes with all of his army. That's it. The devil is in full flight. He's fleeing away. And now Emmanuel comes back into the city to great jubilation. The people are a little worried. What's he going to do with us? Because we so offended him and we so dismissed him and thought lightly of him. What will he do to us? Well, he promises them only good. And he gives them great gifts and all kinds of wonderful things. And he goes back into his residence there in the center of the city, in the heart. So he lives, doesn't he, in the believer's heart. So we're nearly at the end of the story. A little bit more to come, but things improved. You see, repentance, turning towards God, turning away from our sin, there is the blessing. There is something in that is always going to receive blessing. When we decide against ourselves and don't think we're the people, we're actually sinners, we need grace, we need forgiveness, God's mercy will find us in that place. So here is the Lord coming back to his people. Well, they disappointed him, and we all do, don't we? Christians and those among us who are, we disappoint him a lot. But faith always says, but he will yet do me good if I seek him with all my heart. There's the proof in John Bunyan's story that that happens. So, not next week, that's family service, but the week after that, God willing, we'll perhaps bring the story even to a close. Let's have our next hymn, which is 258, Before the Throne of God Above. 258.